She's back! Wow, 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 wow! Hey, 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 hey!
Oh my god! Don't look up my money, guys.
No wonder the government shut down. This is where all the money went.
The U.S. Treasury has been found sitting on a couch.
Give me my money! I'm Jiyoung.
And I'm Money. Clarence Angel. And you're watching...
What the fuck?
And you're watching
Asian Glow Podcast. Wow, it's been a minute.
Before we even get into this week's Halloween special, you're going to comment on our background. So this is the podcast setup. Will it be the same one the next time you watch us? No.
And then we'll be the same one after that.
I don't really know. It's kind of been crazy here in New York, but this is my temporary apartment because my current apartment, I've told you this, but let me tell the girls. Can y'all just like hit a blunt real quick so that y'all can hear this? Okay, I was going to move into an apartment. Let's name this apartment.
A nice apartment.
Athena. She's gorgeous. Yeah, she's strong. Yeah, she's beautiful.
This is the Persephone apartment.
Well, Athena has someone still in her. Athena still, the current resident within Athena will not leave Athena.
Yeah.
So then Athena is like, I want Clarence. And I'm like, Athena, I want you. But there's a girl still there. So anyways, that's how we're here. That's literally where we're here. But all that negative shit aside, it's freaking Halloween, girl.
Yay!
Run, don't walk to carve a pumpkin today. If you carve a pumpkin, that pussy will get carved tomorrow.
Yes! I hope everyone is shaving their bush into either one of the following. A ghost, a witch, or a pumpkin. Guess what mine is right now.
And I hope pumpkin seeds aren't the only seeds that you're having in you. Let's get started. Shall we?
We shall.
I think that's good. While we're on the topic of P1 Harmony.
Yeah.
The concert happened. Neither of us fucking went.
No.
But I have to say, I owe P1 Harmony an apology. Because Alceska and I, okay, me and Alceska, we love P1 Harmony forever.
Yeah.
It's just that we will stand on the fact that I think their first two albums were one of their best ones.
Yeah.
Will I say it's their best one? No, because I don't want to get canceled.
But
if someone held me at gunpoint, that's going to be the one that I said is the best one.
Exactly. That era was fun as fuck.
Do it. Hey, a fart. It's okay. It'll get stuck in here.
Oh, okay. You're gonna suffocate in there.
The money just
green gas.
It disintegrates. They have a new album called Duh. I'll just go.
Duh.
I know you haven't heard this because you would have sent this to me.
Okay, what?
They have a song called Work on It.
Okay.
It's
Work on What?
It's
Who's It?
It's called Work.
What do you
work?
Oh, like W-E-R-K?
No, W-O-R-K. But
fuck. I was going to say.
Okay, tone down the gay. Right now you're at an 8.
Okay, sorry.
I'm going to need you at a 6. Or a 7. 6, 7. This party you can find where. I see I'm hot. This party's bumping. Wow. Wow. Ready for Jung's part?
I'm ready.
I see, but I'm hot. This party's bumping like Jigachi.
Come on, Jigachi, come to the podium. It reminds me of Mingyu's song. Bitch.
She went to the 17 concert.
Oh my god.
His first name is Mingyu.
Bow.
His last name is Mingyu.
Garagi.
My last name is Mingyu. Because we are about to get married. First syllable is Ming. Last syllable is you. My man is Mingyu. Bow. I want to get fucked by Mingyu in the butt. And
is that so good?
This season on RuPaul's Drag Race. The winner will get $100,000 and a lifetime supply of Anastasia Beverly Hills and a dick pic from Mingyu. Okay, Alcheska, while you're here, what's your number one thing you want to do in New York?
Look at apartments.
Dag. That is so true.
Okay, what I want to do is I want to eat good food. Because last time I was in New York for one day.
Yeah, last time she was in New York and we thought she's going to be here 4 days.
I was like, yes, I'm going to eat so much.
And then KCON was like, y'all need to be in LA. So,
and I was like, well.
This is ridiculous. Like, I can see half of you. I can see literally your chin up.
Ew, what is this AQ look?
The bottom eyes.
Mommy, money. While I'm in New York, I want to eat good food. I want to eat a pastry. I think I literally said this last time too. I want a little pastry and I want a good matcha. Matcha full. Look, no hate. That shit was ass. That shit was.
I love when people say no hate and then
they. It was dog shit.
No hate, and with all the respect, it was dog shit.
Like. All due fucking respect. Also, we were stupid. We didn't realize it was a plant-based matcha place. Like, whatever the fuck that means.
Is there meat in matcha?
No, you couldn't get whole milk. Which is, like, fine. Like, oat milk goes with matcha anyway. But, bitch, me and Thomas got a matcha donut. Mind you, this fucking small. We took one bite each and we go, you can have it.
You don't know your matcha food.
You need to be out of this.
Someone needs to rob your ass. Fuck that fucking plant-based shit. That shit biodegrades in my cup.
And fuck pita too.
We heard from the grapevine being our FYP.
Yeah.
That
my grapevine is Yunjin.
Our favorite boy group of all time, BTS. And our favorite girl group of all time? No, my favorite girl group. Is your favorite girl group Twice?
I think
so. Or
is
it Wonder Girls or Girls' Generation?
Girl, I don't know. Like, it's Twice. It's La Seraphim.
Okay,
she's
like, multifaceted girl. So they released a song called Spaghetti.
Spaghetti! Absolute cinema. What the fuck?
Wait, do they have drag in this?
You're joking. You're joking.
She looks fine.
Oh! Bad bitch! Wait! Are you kidding?
Y'all, this is what I mean. I've said it every time I'm live. I was like, y'all don't know camp until camp hits your face.
Exactly.
Y'all think like, oh, because of a music video theme is so crazy that it's camp. No. Mm-mm. That just means the graphic designer is good.
I love his lines, bitch.
Like, J-Hope, like, stim wraps.
Yes!
Oh, dip, chicken noodle soup? No, spaghetti. No more chicken noodle soup.
The noodles were spaghetti noodles.
The chicken no longer noodling soup. The spaghetti is getting. Spaghetti and meatballs.
Who got the spaghetti and meatballs? This bitch's face card.
Did you see the album box?
Yes. Genius. Like, actually genius.
Real appealing to the big backs.
I would be pissed as hell if my kid was like, can we buy spaghetti? And then I bought them an album instead.
Fuck your nutrients. This is all you need. It's a Halloween episode.
Obviously. If you guys can tell, this, you can't see your face.
What do you mean? What do you mean you can tell?
Wait, put this up a little bit. Okay, talk.
Hey. We've talked about Filipino superstitions. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Asian superstitions. And so at this point, like, why didn't I think about we just talk about our own family or
exactly
stories that have to do with spooky Halloween, scary nipple exactly hearts kind of season.
It's cool. I didn't catch that last part though, but
I bring this up because remember how I was going to move to LA?
Yes.
I was actually going to move into one of my family friends' brother's house.
Oh.
Because he owns it. Actually,
it's like a generational
house. My family friend actually owns it. And then it's like her brother's.
Oh. Right?
But her brother passed away.
Uh-huh.
So then my mom was like, oh, just like maybe you consider staying here for a little bit. Let's not like take over it because it's like still fresh and new for them.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I said, actually, I don't feel very comfortable like staying there because it's like I have friends already in LA and I think I'd rather just let them, you know, figure it out. Because I feel like what you don't mess with is like other people's like family money stuff.
I was like,
don't get me involved in that
exactly.
shit. Like, no.
I'd be scared to live there too.
I get a call from my mom the other day.
Okay.
And she was like, you'll never fucking guess what happened with that house. Apparently, they have someone new renting the place, like a random guy. Right? A random guy who's also Filipino.
Okay.
Right? And this random guy, like, obviously, this house belongs to someone who passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was my family friend's brother.
Yeah.
Right? He actually was super healthy.
Oh, okay.
Like, super healthy. Like, I'm talking celery juice in the morning.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And he went on a hike in Mount Pinatubo.
For real?
In the Philippines on vacation. He just went away.
Yeah.
And on that trip was when he passed.
Yeah. On the hike.
He just had, like a heart... He had like a stroke or something.
Yeah, well, you can't really predict those. Those could be like generational.
Those could
too.
Be, right? His body and his ashes are still in the Philippines.
Oh,
right?
okay.
But it's been for the last like 5 months, the family's been like pushing it off to like bring
trying
it back.
Trying to get it? Uh huh.
Because we're like, oh, like we have to go to the Philippines and then go pick it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The new guy who rents the place.
Mm-hmm. Random. Okay.
He has a birthday party at his place, like a small get together, right?
Uh huh.
One of the girls, this is what my mom was telling me.
I'm scared.
One of the girls was like a medium, like a third eye. So in the Philippines, for those of you that aren't Filipino, the third eye is like everyone knows that people have a third eye. Like,
yeah.
There's like people who can talk to ghosts, see ghosts, whatever. It's like undeniable. It's like, oh yeah, they have a third eye.
Yes,
we'll go talk
to
them. After the party ends,
I'm scared.
She's like, hey, like, is this your house? And he's like, no, I'm actually renting it. And she goes, ah, like, did someone pass in this house?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, no, like, this belongs to someone who's deceased.
Who did pass,
And she was like, ah, so I wonder if there was, like, maybe something before. Because, like, I keep hearing this, like, woman's voice.
Hearing?
That's saying, like, bring it back. Bring it back.
Hearing is crazy.
Bring it here. Bring it back.
Him.
Bring it back. Isn't that freaking crazy? So I was like, Mom, that doesn't make any sense. Did he buy the house from like a dead person? Like, did he?
Well, yeah, who's the woman?
Who's the woman?
I'm scared. Who's the woman?
Our family friend, she goes, that's crazy. Our mom passed away in that house.
It's the mom. Aray, the mom is like, bring me my sons. Oh my god, stop.
See, that's how you know the mom is kind of tea. Actually, let's see. I wonder how the voice was.
What?
Because if I was the ghost, I'd be like, bring that bitch back. I'm about to whoop some fucking ass.
I don't think that. I think there's still like things that you can say as a ghost.
Here would be the voice that I would have in like my future generations.
Okay. When you're haunting your grandkids, what?
You gay. You got a gay uncle. If any of my future lineage comes out as homophobic or conservative, it'll be a ghost going, you know you had a gay uncle? You're kind of gay too. Ooh, you're kind of gay.
You're gay.
You kind of like this.
My grandkids are going to hear, hey horse. Hey horse.
If you heard that voice, it'd be like, I don't think I could. Mediums are deaf.
Yeah, mediums, I actually like kind of want to talk to one.
Okay, if you heard, have you ever heard anything? Oh, have you?
No.
No paranormal encounters? Ever?
No.
Actually, even as a kid?
No, I think in the Philippines it was like more, because I lived there for like tiny bit. Okay, so I lived in like a family home and my tita was
in the Philippines.
In Philippines, yeah.
CDO?
In CDO.
That's what my mom said. Because like, my mom's from the province, too.
I think CDO is, like, diff.
No, my mom says, like, it's always provincial. Like, yes. Whenever it's provincial, there's stuff that goes on.
We had a lot of, like, ninangs, like, whatever, around mm-hmm. us. Like, people taking care of us because my parents were working and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they would tell us that they, like, would always try to, like, hold us or, like, keep us close to them because there were apparently, like, the trolls.
You know, movie? I'm kidding. Sorry.
You know Justin Timberlake trolls, like...
And the Filipinos...
Tiny trolls.
Outside your place?
Yes, they like they live in the sewers and like
I don't know. I forgot the name.
I forgot the name, yeah. But my tita told me that they lived in our house and she would see them in the shadows and like behind the curtains and stuff. And apparently they like try to like get children. So they would like hold us really close to them. They would always watch over us. And so Atiina was like, she could like walk and stuff, but there was like some point where she like would go outside.
Atiina is Alcheska's.
My older sister.
Yes.
She would like go outside because like we had a house here. So she would just like run back and forth. And like they would be scared that the trolls would get her sometimes because she was so small. And like she would be out at all times of the hour and stuff like that. But no trolls got me. 10 fingers, 10 toes, baby.
The troll saw her and she said,
"What's up? Like, square up."
2-year old you?
I think I got nicked a little bit because I am shorter. Like, I'm the shortest sibling.
Not the superstition being that they make you short.
They were biting at
Filipinos
my knees.
Filipinos don't find any excuse to be short.
You were touched by a troll. That's why you're short.
Yeah. That's why I'm short. That's why. Because, like, yeah.
But Leon's my younger brother. Leon was always the kid that like would hear stuff. I think it really got him. Okay, so when we moved to America, my grandma, my Lola, lived with us for a little bit. Leon had imaginary friends. He had more imaginary friends than like me and Atiina did.
Do you realize how crazy that is?
What, having imaginary friends?
Like your kids have any imaginary friends?
I mean, I had an imaginary friend.
I didn't have any.
Really?
No, wait.
My imaginary friends,
you saw them?
No, I would just make them up in my head, but I think Leon saw them. because like I had an imaginary friend because Leon brought up the fact that he had an imaginary friend to me, and I was like, "Oh, like I'll make an imaginary friend too." Mine was Stacy from Phineas and Ferb. So there was this one time where my Lola stayed with us for like a couple months and then she left. My Lola One thing to know about her, she a badass. She would always wear a muumuu around the house. Period. And she like worked at Walmart in the bakery section. Like she was a fucking badass.
Wait, my grandpa worked at Walmart.
Deadass! Not that one though. She left.
Okay.
She moved away to New York. She moved away. And then Leon had imaginary friends. So he would like talk about them all the time. And he went up to my mom and he said, "Where's the white lady? Where's the lady in the white dress?" The Filipino.
Yes.
The one that you see in the street. My mom was like, "What lady?" He was like, "You know, the lady that lived upstairs." Because Leon lived, he slept downstairs with my parents. And so my Lola had a room. She had her own room upstairs. And he thought that the upstairs was the attic. Because he's so small. And so he was like, "You know, the lady that lives in the attic." My mom.
Next day, mortgage out. Like,
my mom literally goes, "What lady?" And he goes, "The white lady."
You're fucking kidding, right? To your 3-year-old kid. You're fucking joking, right? You're fucking
kidding. Stay psych right now.
What'd you fucking say? What'd you fucking say?
My mom, I think she was the first, like, actual evidence of tweaking. Like, she literally was tweaking. She was like, "What lady?" He goes, "You know, my grandma." And she was like, "Oh my God, thank God."
She goes, "My mom?" Okay, I thought this was going somewhere.
No, it didn't go anywhere. Leon was just, he was just 3 and confused.
If my baby saw shit, oh my God.
No.
No.
If my baby saw shit, I'd be like, to get like multiple baptisms. Like dunk that baby in for a sec.
Born again 3 times.
Dunk that baby in the water for a sec.
Waterboarding your baby.
No. Not like that.
Like an Oreo. Why do we call baptisms when we could just call them
Oreo Dunkins?
Oreos and new idea. Anytime a brown Filipino is born, instead of calling them baptisms, let's just call it Chips Ahoy and milk. And if it's a white baby, Oreos and milk.
That's so crazy.
Welcome back from the break. This is my good side. This part of the podcast is a segment that we like to call
Asians Answer.
This is when we answer your questions you send us on Instagram, but not gonna lie, this time we didn't answer any of y'all's.
No.
We just wrote them ourselves, because sometimes we got better questions than y'all do.
Every time we do Asians Answer, it's always two questions that are ours and then one question that's half y'all's.
Yeah, or it's like something really crazy.
6-7
Yeah, it's like penis. And I'm like, okay, well, I got 67 penises already.
Hey, 67.
First one. Costumes K-pop idols could wear that would break the internet. Immediately from the get-go.
What?
Mingyu as the pig Inosuke. Demon slayer. Girl.
Oh
my
God. I
know he has a sword.
Call me a demon the way he gonna slay me.
Girl, the way that I'm gonna be breathing could be the fourth form.
That's it. I said Kyo and Intok.
Don't. Blaine and Kurt.
Dan and Phil.
On the Demon Slayer thing, Momo as the love girl.
Oh my God.
Ooh, it smells like wet in here.
Oh my God. Enter that picture of that dog. What would break the fucking internet? Momo as my girlfriend.
So what would that call? I've never heard of that.
She disappears.
Oh, so she would be the femme one, right? Because look.
What are you saying?
What do you mean she would be the femme one? She states in all black with hat on.
No, we would be femme femme. Could y'all see me as a stud? Be real.
Okay, my next one is Soul as Minecraft Steve.
But like a really... Oh, yeah, I see it.
Gag.
That would be crazy.
BTS as the Soulja Boys.
I literally said Jackson Wang as Demon Jinu.
Cat's Eye is BTS.
What the fuck?
Wait, that would actually gag. Like, imagine fucking Manon as...
Namjoon.
RM. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Sophia would obviously be Jin.
Yeah. Megan would be... No, Megan would be Jin.
No.
Megan would be Jin.
You can be Jin, like, don't worry.
Is Yoongi. Who's Jimin? Yeah. No one. You can stop there.
No, Jimin can be Laura.
Nope, no one's him. Sorry.
Last one for me. Oh my fucking God. And if this comes true, Chaewon as Gwen from Spider-Verse. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Like, Chaewon, if you're listening, like, please.
Well, Chaewon has short hair, right?
Yes.
So she could be Ellen.
Or Sue Sylvester, fuck.
And then my last one is 80s Son as Shrek. Last question. Best K-pop Halloween costume ideas. Well, you're looking at one, girl. This is fucking genius.
This is genius.
This is genius.
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 Yeah.
And that's it. Hey, hope y'all had a good time.
Okay, other ones I actually considered.
Okay.
Cat's Eye Gap, genius.
That's so good.
Cat's Eye Gap is genius. I think Boy With Love, Jimin is so, like, recognizable.
Yeah,
that it works.
Yeah.
But it also could pass as Ellen.
Damn, you
so
had
fuck.
Good ones. I had really like stupid ones.
Okay.
I said JYP in those like see-through pants.
You could be JYP and Jackson Wang's reaction. Yes. You could be a Boys Planet contestant.
Yes.
Like with the number and everything.
Yes, that's so good. If you're hot, you need to go as twice at the Victoria's Secret.
Everyone's gonna be Rimu and Jimmy or whatever the fuck.
You still don't know their names, which is so
but
crazy.
But I think what would be really good, a group costume, could be Red Suit BTS.
Yes!
That's fucking funny.
Or period blood and hyphen.
Tampon and hyphen.
Yes! Or, so okay. Somebody needs to go as Mira, as that big sleeping bag that she wore to the Met Gala.
Right. I think someone could be Guima.
Yeah, or Bobby. Oh, that's a great group costume. If you have like 15 friends or some shit.
Bobby and the girls.
Yes,
yeah, Bobby the girls. Add Bobby. That makes it funny.
Yes, Bobby the girls, the tiger, the crow. The next one I said is Oil London.
Okay. That's the end of the fucking. Okay, we're not algorithming that into our fucking episode. I think that's it for this week's episode.
Yay!
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
For all my girls out there, show the bod or don't show the bod. Who
Whatever
cares?
Whatever you want.
And for all the guys out there, don't have fun. Fuck
don't
you.
Have fun. Don't go out. You're a slut.
And thank you guys also for like the literal patience with all the videos, because shit's just been crazy in New York, and a girl can't function when shit's crazy. Like, I know it's real, like, oh, New York is crazy. No, I'm not like that.
Like, it's for real.
Like, I'm literally a girl who just wants to be in the suburbs. Like, that's just me, but I chose to live in the city.
Yeah, interesting.
Watch our live streams every other Tuesday, and then watch Alcesta's live streams
Wednesdays.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. We're gonna say bye, like nobody doing our respective language, and we'll see you guys next time. Issa, Dalawa, Tatlo. Give me my money.
Give me my money. I was yours for the taking. Guess I needed a home. But if I'm not mistaken. I want you so bad. Oh my God, Jiyoung, please, please, please. If you ever have a stop in New York City, I'm literally here. My address is.